Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What are some of the top signs that people ignore or don't obey? I'm going to come clean here because some of these I don't obey. Normally I try to, and I'll explain those in just a minute.
Stop.
Okay, no, people do actually obey that one quite well.
Red flag. Like a person who's a definite red flag.
Okay, no, it's more so just signs, real signs. Like, for example, like left and or right lane closed ahead. A lot of people ignore that. You're on that big road, you know, especially when you're going from Asheville to Tennessee and they got that one lane down and you got to all come together. You're looking in your rearview mirror and here comes these line of cars. Like, they're not obeying the rules. I'm in the right lane or in the left lane, the lane I'm supposed to be in, and these people going to come up and just get in the way.
Do they ignore it or do they not care because they want to get in front of everyone?
Well, the same thing.
Actually, it's been proven that the zipper method works best. Right. And what you should do is all be pulled up side by side and then just let one car in, another car goes, let one car in, another car goes. That's the fastest way. When you line up for 3 miles before the actual closure, it slows everything down.
Yeah. And I agree because I see that. But for some reason, some folks aren't doing the zipper thing.
Yeah, they don't let it. And inevitably, 9 times out of 10, some car that's in that lane is going to be too slow getting started.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can zip right
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And it's faster for everyone.
I appreciate the big rigs that go over and, like, make it too, you know, they stop everybody from behind. And sometimes you want to do it, but you're like, my car couldn't do that. Yeah. It just go around me.
Why do you appreciate them? It slows things down.
No, it don't.
It helps. Does. It stops the zipper effect.
If they would zipper early enough, then yes, but people don't. Instead, they fly to the front and then assume everyone's going to stop to let them in.
But all you
I'll
do
let
is
you
just,
hit me before I let you in.
All you do is wait at the front until one car who doesn't go quickly, then you smoothly merge in.
And that's why no one zippers, because like Cato said, people don't pay attention, so you can scooch in.
A lot of people are buttoning, apparently.
What?
Oh, instead of zippering. But, you know, I don't even think they read signs because you know how many times going out 385, you know, that one lane that's for Butler Road only, Butler Road exit.
Okay.
People would literally get to that exit and then jump over in front of me to keep going on 385.
This conversation ain't about complaining about traffic.
Yes, it is.
Okay. But on a traffic note, another sign that we all ignore, you know what that one is, speeding, speed limit. We all ignore that sign.
I've never seen one.
All righty. Keep off the grass is a sign that people ignore.
I will do that.
I will too. I'm like, I obey that one. There's some of my, I'm like, I'm a stickler about that because I know these people are, their grass looks all nice.
Yeah.
It's the library or somebody's. You got that going on. You got little kids running around there like, get your kid off that grass.
It is tempting though, just to put that one footprint in the pretty grass. I don't do it, but it's tempting.
Yeah. A lot of times they put the sign where it's a natural natural pathway that you would take to save time where they need to put a trail or something mm-hmm. so you can go through.
Yeah, I won't walk. I also obey the pick up your poo signs that people have in their
yard. Yeah, that's another one.
I don't even poo in people's yards.
Dom is over there. Wouldn't that be funny? You're over there behind the bushes and like, can you hand me one of those bags over? That'd be kind of funny. And some people ignore handicapped parking signs or some of those, you know, specialty parking spaces.
No, I can't do that.
I'm surprised at that. That's expensive if you get caught.
I will say sometimes I act like a veteran or a pregnant woman to park those parking spaces, but I won't park in a handicap.
Put your wig on, sticky tummy out.
I was pregnant and still parking in the normal spots. And John goes, Tori, you can finally use these. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right, I can. But it felt like I was breaking the law because for so long you can't. So I was like, I can't. Right. I can't park here.
Signs we ignore are quiet please signs, like in the library. People are talking or chatting or on their phone, you know, talking with somebody. But that's kind of awkward because if you are a loud person and it's quiet all around you, you're getting recognized. Mm-hmm. They say the kids at play signs, which people need to be slowing down, or they'll put those, you know, bumps in your neighborhood.
Speed bumps. I've got four on my street now.
Are they annoying?
They're annoying because they're in between two houses. Each one of them is in between, on each side of a house that has the yellow signs in their yard, kids playing.
Right.
So I have a feeling they're the ones that had them installed, and I've never seen a kid play in either one of those yards.
I didn't let my kids play in the front yard. They stayed in the backyard because I cared. They didn't want them to get run over.
This is one that I obey is don't walk signs, you know, downtown. And so you see the sign change, and it's like you're not supposed to walk.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're standing there. And you're obeying it, but no car's coming. And then you got these rebels that come up behind you and just walk right across the street. And like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not obeying the line, the sign.
And then it changes and you feel dumb because they were like halfway across the street and you're still sitting there.
Yeah, you don't even see them anymore.
And then you're like, well, hold on. I'm coming too. Yeah.
But there's one light that's right there at where City Tavern is. They'll have the turning light to turn. So you can go straight across because this side is not moving. So I know, even though it says stop, I know I can go.
Yeah, but I'll join in with the rebels sometimes.
Yeah,
is what I do. I'm like, okay, they're going to be rebels. I'm going to go with them. I'm with that group. And then finally, the signs that people ignore, don't touch. You at those fancy stores or an antique store, you won't just touch it when no one's looking. I know yes. They got cameras, but I'm just going to touch it.
And we're the ones that's like, get an associate for help. I'm like, but I can reach it.
It's right there.
I got it.
Oh, it says don't touch.
No, it says please ask an associate for help.
Oh, I got you.
But it's within our reach.
Yeah, I climbed the ladder at Home Depot.
Can I help you, sir? I got it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you like to bet on sports, you were probably in for a big surprise yesterday.
Yeah.
Because a massive gambling sting resulted in the arrest of Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. They were both involved in different schemes. One of them is accused of helping fix high-stake card games that cheated unsuspecting players out of at least $7 million. They say the mafia may have been involved. What was really neat is I saw this on Twitter or X.
Yeah.
And they would wear these special sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And when you saw the cards, like on the back of the cards, it would have a big K or a Q or an A to tell you whether it was an ace, queen, or a king. They were literally able to see what was in everyone's hands with these glasses. But it was like invisible ink and you couldn't see it otherwise. So people were getting totally ripped off.
I never understood why they'd allow them to wear glasses in a poker game.
Yeah. So they can hide their emotions.
Yeah, but the glasses, the technology these days, you don't know what type of glasses they may have on.
Now, the other one is maybe even worse. So Terry Rozier, who is the Miami Heat guard, he was actually accused of telling friends to bet against his stats that night because he was going to fake an injury and get out early.
Wow.
So he wouldn't be scoring as much. He wouldn't be doing as many rebounds. And so he had his friends make literally tens of thousands of dollars by betting that he would have bad stats that night.
So basically the longest yard.
The Longest Yard, wasn't that a movie about people in prison?
Which one? Was it the one, the old one, or the one with Adam Sandler?
I believe they're the both premise. But no, that was the whole thing, is that he would tell people, or he would have people bet
the guard,
against
yeah.
him or whatever. Okay. No, that's what got him kicked out of the NFL originally.
Oh. Okay. Then he went to prison, though, and he was a great quarterback.
Well, I think he did it again in prison.
So this was actually happening in basketball and currently, and it was really...
This is real. We're in the real world, okay?
Oh, right.
It's pretty bad, too, because with all the legal betting on sports now, this means that people all over Vegas and the world were betting on these games and had no idea that the players were actually throwing the games on purpose so their friends could win money.
I do not doubt this is going on in all sports. They just got caught. You don't think the Super Bowl, there's some things behind the NFL games?
I feel like it happens. The Super Bowl, it would be harder at least.
Fantasy football's rigged. I have never won one of those. Never.
What's crazy is Rozier makes $30 million a year, and he was doing this for $200,000 on these bets.
Wow.
You think with a $30 million a year contract, risking losing it all by gambling for a few $100,000 wouldn't be worth it, but apparently it was.
Everybody wants a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
But, I mean, this is kind of shaking the whole world of sports because it does give Cato's comments a lot more credence because people are like, well, gosh, if we caught this, it's probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm. Does it really shake anyone who watches sports?
It does me. I had no idea when I watched basketball that they were doing anything other than trying their best to win every game.
I feel like the conspiracies about the NFL have been out for a long time.
Boxing is where
now
they really...
Boxing, we've always known, but that's what's one-on-one, and there's a lot of money to be made. It's hard to imagine you would ruin your entire other teammates' chance at something just to win some money on a game.
It's bad when we're going to get to the point where, like, you know, wrestling's going to be actually more legit than the other sports.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think that's rigged because you think some man get hit over the head with a chair and not go to the hospital.
But that's what I'm saying. It's going to get so bad that it's going to be more legit.
Right. I think I see how we got here now, Cato.
Yeah.
But telling someone I'm going to leave the game early due to an injury and letting your friends bet that earns them tens of thousands of dollars. How does it, first of all, he shouldn't be allowed to play anymore.
Ever.
I mean, he should be banned from the sport because
he
has completely eliminated any integrity of watching those games. My dad's a big Orlando Magic fan, and I can only imagine he's sitting there watching the games, excited, and little does he know, but somebody is throwing the game to win some money that night.
I'm more mad about the fact I didn't know to go bet my own money.
All right, because they weren't telling you.
Yeah, I'd like to have known that.
Well, I imagine a lot of people. I bet you the bookies would have liked to have known, too. They wouldn't have made the bets.
Right.
And just how do you get that money back? You can't.
You don't. It's gone.
It's gone.
And you just lost it. Oh, and the people that won it. And I guess they get away with that, too, unless you can prove it.
And just watch this. His jersey, like if you own one of his jerseys, it'll go up in value now.
Oh, yeah. Someone told me to actually invest in his jerseys.
May have been him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, apparently size matters when it comes to cell phone screens.
Yeah, it does.
Just how big is that cell phone you got there?
If I had my way, I would have an iPad that connected with a phone. Because it's like you try to read it on the screen, and it's just crammed in there, and it's like you can't see everything.
Do people make fun of your cell phone and how big it is? Like, just how big is that?
No, it's just an iPhone Pro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's a million of them.
I pick my size based on whether it'll fit in my pocket perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I did a step down last time, and the guy goes, hey, this other one's a lot better than that one. I'm like, that other one's not going to fit in my pocket.
Which pocket?
My front pocket.
Oh, because I say these go in my pocket and my back pocket, no problem.
It's not that little watch pocket, is it, on the side of your jeans?
I wish I had a phone that small.
Well, 67% of people say that having a big cell phone screen matters to them. That's a lot of people. And then 58% say a big car matters. Does a big car really matter?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to be low. It makes me feel like I'm going to get run over.
Okay, in the back seat, sometimes you're scrunched up too if you're riding in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. I don't really judge on how it'll fit in my pocket though.
Okay.
But it's got to fit in a parking space.
Doesn't have to fit in my garage, that's for sure.
They seem to be getting smaller.
Even my garage, I mean, there's vehicles that I don't know if they would go in there. Mm-hmm.
Well, here is where bigger is better, according to people. Cell phones, one of the number one answers. They say anything like a computer monitor and a TV.
I saw a study once that said, given the choice between a faster computer and one with a bigger monitor, people were happier with the bigger monitor.
Yeah.
Because it opens up that space for you to put everything in one spot.
You got more real estate right there. It's like I can put all my icons where they need to be.
Yep.
But they say that's a big thing that they like. Also, refrigerators. Size matters, and bigger is better when you got a refrigerator.
That's because it's frustrating as heck whenever you get it filled up, and you're like, all of a sudden you just order pizza. You're like, where are we going to put the pizza? There's no room.
It's like you're doing Tetris, trying to fit things in the refrigerator sometimes.
And the weird thing is, it seems like refrigerators are bigger than they've ever been, and yet you go grocery shopping, and you can't fit everything in them.
What is in there? I don't understand what's in people's refrigerators.
That's because you live alone, bro.
But, I mean, we go to my sister's house for holidays, and here, you know, I'm coming in with banana pudding. And deviled eggs, and we got all this cold stuff we want to put into a fridge until we eat. There's no room.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did we even cook? We could have just ate what's in your fridge.
And sometimes it feels that way, and I'll look in there, and I'm like, we ain't even got anything to eat. What's in here?
Truth.
All right, washing machine and dryer. Bigger is better when it comes to that.
Up to a point. I mean, you need to be able to do a full load, but I don't know if you need to make it bigger.
Well, when you got the sheets and the clothes and everything in there,
you want to do your sheets and clothes at the same time?
No, but like I'll do my bedspread and my sheets in there, and you want to do a couple at a time.
I would never do anything with the bedspread if it's going in. It's just so big.
I learned that the hard way, because then the washing machine starts going, wah, bah, 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 and I get in trouble.
It's walking across the floor.
Yeah, it's like, when are you going to the clothes, you get the clothes, like, where's my washing machine going? It's in another room? That's the problem.
You have to level it out. You have to go in there and level it
out. John comes in there, he's like, you put the sheets and the towels in together, didn't you? I'm like, no, I don't know what happened to that thing.
He's like, I have a sheet in this hand and a towel in this hand. I'm pretty sure you did.
Waka, waka, waka.
It's like, when you can do a rap song to the sound of the dryer, that's bad.
Oh, that was fun.
All right, where bigger's better, food portions when they're served at a restaurant. People mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bigger's better. I think we can all agree there.
I'm sorry.
No, okay.
You know what? I want them to make an option of smaller meals for a cheaper price, because I don't eat my entire meal. Meals have just, they're huge.
Yeah,
now.
You just take it home and you got two meals, so it's half price.
I do that until I'm not going home after I leave a restaurant, and I can't leave chicken in a car on that 70-degree day.
Yeah, but then you and someone else can split an entree, because
you
eat like a bird.
My friends don't split.
Oh.
They eat it all.
I'm thinking you might be the problem.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because they're finding that to be an acceptable
meal. Way more than me, too.
Well.
Oh, just talking about me, I always finish tacos.
You don't even have to ask Tori if she's going to finish all that. She is.
It's usually gone by then.
Well, and also, they say bulk food purchases like Sam's and Costco, bigger's better.
I see. Yeah. Now, that's somewhere it can be tough sometimes. Yeah. You're like, I don't need four bags of chicken.
All right. With the girls, they say sweaters, bigger is better.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like to be snuggly.
Okay.
And it's great because then, like, you know, if my jeans are a little tight because I'm a little bloated, you can't tell because the sweater is bulky.
And it just hides everything, too.
Yeah.
Okay, wine glasses were mentioned.
Amen.
The bigger's better.
You don't have to refill them as often.
I don't understand why people at home drink out of wine glasses and champagne glasses when they're drinking wine. Just use a red Solo cup.
Oh, my gosh.
Get more in there.
I happen to agree. Because why do they have those long, thin little stems, and then all of a sudden they branch out? Like
we don't use those. My wife has the ones that's just like without
stemless.
The stem. Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to use them, because you know you're going to spill it with that little extra, you know, height to it. You're gonna, you know, your hand's gonna go over and spill it.
And I'm always worried I'm gonna break off the stem, especially when I'm at Harris Teeter drinking a mimosa, and you gotta put it on the cup holder on your cart, and it's metal, and you have to be careful not to tip the bottom of that.
That is odd that they would give you a stemmed drink like that at Harris Teeter.
Yeah, a lot of times I just tell them to put it in a red Solo cup.
Okay. Last two things, bigger is better.
A drinking problem.
According to the research, they said, when dating, bank accounts, that's best. Bigger bank account.
You date a bank account?
No, when you're dating, his or her bank account is bigger is better. And on the same note, diamonds, the bigger the better, is what was mentioned.
I don't know. I get worried about getting robbed.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, in my ring, I've seen rings before where I'm like, you're blinding me from across the parking lot. But I'm scared of people these days. I don't want a giant rod.
You have to worry.
Even the jewelry sometimes that you guys wear, and they say, like, bigger is better, and you got the big rope chains going on there.
I saw a dude in New York. He won a lottery for $30,000, went and bought a $20,000 gold chain, and at the gas station, they beat him up and yanked it off his neck and ran off with it. So he lost his whole thing. Boom. Like that.
Wow. See, that's why I'm like, I'm just doing costume jewelry. Because if you come up and rob me, I'd be like, honey, this was from Claire's. Here you go.
Mine's from Halloween Spirit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
So this is probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen before. You know who Suzanne Summers is.
Spymaster.
Yes, she was also on Three's Company.
And she's the sheriff. I don't think our mics are on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is she the sheriff of?
That was the TV show she...
Oh, really? I did not know that one.
She's the sheriff.
Well, she passed away a couple years back, and her husband has decided to keep a version of her along with him.
Oh.
I'm going to play you a little bit of the story from, I believe it was E! Entertainment.
Yeah.
And this tells you a little bit about what's going on, and you're not going to believe what's happening.
She was my everything.
Next year, we will have been together for 50 years.
2 years after her death, Suzanne's husband is reconnecting with his late wife.
What are you doing after the show?
Ooh, drum roll, please. I'm all sparkly lights and excitement.
In what might seem like a sci-fi twist, you're watching footage of Alan Hamill testing a robot version of the beloved Three's Company star.
Maybe one day I'll be the star of a reality show, The Real Robot Housewives of Silicon Valley.
Alan reportedly said he can't tell the difference, and the prototype is only going to get more lifelike. We're told it's not the final version, and programmers are still working on it.
What's your favorite memory that we share?
Oh, there are so many. One of my favorites is when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender.
So how'd they do it? The AI team trained the robot on a lifetime of Suzanne, inputting her 27 books and countless interviews.
I'm real, real comfortable in front of a television camera.
All of which helped the clone learn Suzanne's timing and authentic voice.
A girl's gotta look fabulous, even as a robot.
Alan actually says Suzanne was totally on board to have an AI clone, and they had talked about it beginning in the 80s. Their devotion lasted more than a half century.
The past 42 years, we have not spent even 1 hour apart.
Now, if you watch this, and I know you can't see it on the radio, but it is not realistic at all. It looks like one of those love dolls. Oh. And it's super creepy. It doesn't look like Suzanne Summers other than having blonde hair and just vaguely resembling her.
Okay, but also, if my husband is not this devoted to me, like, I'm going to be disappointed.
I honestly would want my wife to move on and find happiness.
No.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got something not right.
Well, I mean, I get that he was with her for 50 years, and it's got to be hard to let go. But and I'm perfectly okay with him doing whatever he wants. But if I was going to do something like this, I think that the most I would do is maybe have her personality and voice on a computer where I could talk to it, but not in a plastic doll that's just creepy.
Or just listen to old messages she left on your
recorder. But I think it actually could be hurting him by not letting him move on.
Yeah. He needs to just do hologram. That would look more realistic.
Yeah.
And then he could just carry the little portable hologram with, and they could be like, in Costco, did you want the bread? Yeah, this bread
is not Star Wars.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe in the kitchen at home or something, you can have the hologram up, like in the kitchen or wherever.
Yeah, on the wall, on the big screen.
Yeah.
Does this thing walk around? And
it looked like
I don't know if it walks or not, but it definitely, it moves its arms around like it's talking.
It's like a pool toy. It's like you got those little rollers, like a little Roomba. It's going around.
I'm so confused as to, I just don't know if this is healthy or not. Maybe I'm wrong, but did you guys not think it sounded very computer-like when she was talking?
A little bit, yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, to me, it sounded like AI.
How old is he?
He's old as the hills.
So if you're that age, you're not going to go out and try and find new love.
True.
So it makes sense. Just, you know, string her along with you.
Well, you got that much money, too.
Yeah. I mean,
And he says he can't tell the difference.
Oh, well.
That's creepy.
Okay. Well, he is like 108. I mean, like, he looks pretty old. Like, he can't see as well.
I can't criticize. If that's what works for him, it's what works for him.
He's like, he takes his glasses off. She's a little bit blurry now. It's kind of like a filter on your phone. That's why he thinks that she looks normal.
He hasn't put his glasses on.
I wonder if she nags him.
Well, you'd be probing them right out. You'd be like, no nagging on this one. It's all positive.
When are you going to fix that garage door?
Well, I'll send you a link, Kato, so people can see this. And it's fresh news. They just released this yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm torn. I mean, like you said, Tori, you make a good point. He's old. He's probably not getting back out there again. Maybe this is how he wants to wind down, and it's none of our business, but boy, it feels weird.
I'm in my 30s, and I don't want to think about having to start over again.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah, but I don't know. Would you do this?
How could I program him? I mean, maybe.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.